Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Is pretty privilege a thing? Is it really, how important is it? Is being hot, in inverted commas, quietly, has it quietly become a job requirement? I think it actually always was. However, Business Insider, a piece argues that in the age of Ozempic, Botox, microlifts, pretty privilege gap at work is getting bigger. I happen to believe this, and I happen to think it's important. So, especially for people who are mature, like me, in our 50s, I think it's important, because if you start looking tired and haggard, I don't think you look as energized, even if you are. Well, let's speak to an expert. Terry Tanner Masala joins us this morning, and we wanted to hear what her thoughts are on this. Terry, good morning. Hope you're well.
Good morning.
So,
I'm well, thank you.
Is pretty privilege a real thing? Is there a way to even assess it?
Well, I'm going to give you a statistic to start off with. And over 60% of millennials are under debt review in this country. And how do I know that? Because I recruit in the hospitality and gaming industry, which definitely does require frontline people to look a certain way.
Right.
So we're living in a world today where you don't know what's real and what's not. So one has to, as a recruiter, be able to discern and have the wisdom to know what's going to work where. It's not something that's ever specified in a job specification. Lookism is a trend, and we are in times where we have at our fingertips, we have looking great at our fingertips.
So, but does it impact? I mean, for example, in the hospitality industry, surely a person with who's going to be working at front of house needs a lovely smile and needs to look friendly and welcoming. And if it is a person who doesn't care about, I don't know, how they appear, surely that does impact on whether they're going to be hired or not.
100%. First impressions count. That dates back to our ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
And today, first interviews are mainly held online. So never has it been more necessary to look a certain way. People might be dressed up to the nines, but wearing their tracksuit pants and slippers, So it definitely does play a role in the workplace. And people tend to judge one another by the way they look, unfortunately. And particularly when you are going for an interview, and for instance, in the hospitality or the gaming industry, it's very, very frontline. So never has it been more necessary to show up and look a certain way.
Are the standards getting higher? The fact that we do have Ozempic and more people are looking after their appearance in terms of Botox and microlifts and all these other things, does that raise the standard and does it make it less accessible to other people in a way if you don't look that part?
You know, if you look at the youth today, and I'm talking about your 18 to 35-year-olds. My late mother always used to have a saying. She always used to say, Terry, do whatever you want, but don't get carried away.
Right.
And if you just look at that age group, they have gotten really carried away. Today, people think that it looks great to have that waif like appearance, looking like you actually need a meal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the sign of the times that we are in. And I don't see it getting any easier. I honestly don't, because perfectionism is a very, very real thing. I'm an ontological coach, very fancy word for a way of being. And what I learned in ontological coaching is how adults enter the world is with a yardstick, with a measuring stick, okay? Mm-hmm. Seeing whether they're measuring up, comparing themselves. Children enter the world curiously, and somewhere along the way, we have lost the ability to be curious and to go and do the research and see exactly what it is that we are putting into our bodies. And aesthetics is an industry. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. But are we being responsible? Never mind being in top positions and being C-suite individuals. Mm-hmm. Are people being responsible about what they're doing? And it is, you know, corporate is a race to the finish line, always. So it's quite something to see.
And to be aware of. Yeah.
Yeah, I interview at least a minimum of 5 people a day.
Right.
And just seeing what these young kids are doing to their faces and their bodies in order to believe that they're good enough. I believe that self-esteem is low self-esteem is a world epidemic. And that's why there's so much anxiety and depression, and no company is treating people's thinking. We should be teaching staff critical thinking, emotional intelligence, resilience. These are the type of soft skills that we should be teaching.
Absolutely.
In corporate.
We do unfortunately need to leave it there. Terry Tanner Masel, thank you for that. Founder and global talent acquisition specialist, a career coach as well. Do you agree with Terry's approach? Do you think that it is a problematic? A few of you. Bianca says, Mr. Howard Feldman, pretty privilege is a liability to the economy. We need speed and competence. This is why Asian countries and economies are so strong. They encourage competence and work ethics. Do you think that is a problem? I happen to think that, as you know, go for it. As good as you can look, I think you should. I agree that I think it can be taken to a point that it becomes obsessive and dangerous. I think there needs to be measure, obviously. But if we have access to all of these things around us, what a fantastic world to live in.